Good evening, everyone. It's the 26th, preparing this for Sunday morning, the 27th of November. You know, there's a lot of people that have registered what they considered a near-death experience, or even people who had been clinically dead who have come back to life. A lot of the stories that you hear are similar in that their spirit leaves their body and they go through a tunnel kind of an experience and they go to the light, and you hear a lot of different experiences out there. But one of the things that we do have record of in the New Testament is that after the resurrection of Christ, the women went to the tomb and they found two angels there in shining garments. And the angels announced to the women that Christ had rose from the dead. I've often relayed to this audience before, I had a 4-year-old brother. I was 3 years old at the time. His name was Gary. It was Dale, Gary, and Larry were the first three people in the Phillips household, first three children. And anyway, my brother had been in the hospital with pneumonia, been very sick, and he had come back home. And he'd been home a couple, 3 days, and this particular evening he went into my dad and jumped up on his lap and said, "Dad, there's something I got to tell you." And his dad says, "What's that, Gary?" And he says, "I'm going to go home to be with Jesus tonight." And my dad, you know, tried to talk him out of it and said, "Now, Gary, you're going to be fine. You've been home. You're doing better. You're not going to be going to be with Jesus." And Gary argued with him, said, "No, Dad, I need to tell you this. I'm going to go home to be with Jesus tonight. Well, Gary died that night. Now, how could Gary, as a 4-year-old, know that he was going to go home to be with Jesus? That's always given me a great deal of comfort, you know, that God revealed to Gary, my brother, that he was going to go home to be with him. I've had other very unusual experiences, which I'm not going to relay them to you. You know, because you wouldn't believe them anyway. You know, people say, "Oh, Larry's into special revelation and all this stuff." Well, I believe that God can reveal to us certain things in a very special way. Later on in life, when I was 17, my 19-year-old brother was killed in a car wreck, and I experienced something very unusual after that happening. I saw my brother after his death, and it was quite a departure, a goodbye to my brother. And people say, "Oh, you just were imagining things." Well, you could say whatever you want to think, but I don't think I was imagining at the time, even though I was probably dealing with a great deal of shock, okay? Why, you say, "Well, why are you bringing this up?" Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is because our life is just like a vapor. It will soon vanish away. You know, in the last, 4 years, I've lost both of my parents, and I've lost my Aunt Velma, my Aunt Wanda, my Aunt Faye. They're all gone now. And my Uncle Junior. And most of the people in my mom and dad's center of influence are all gone now. Most of all their relatives are gone now. You know, and I can easily remember when they were living, I remember the last conversation I had with my mom. I remember the last conversation I had with my dad. I remember the last conversation I had with my Aunt Wanda, you know. And we knew that it was just a short time that they had left on the face of the earth before they died. I have a friend of mine, his name is Walt Stickle, he's 78 years old, and he now says, well, I'm on the caboose of my life now, Larry, I'm on the caboose, you know. Well, I'm heading that direction, you know, I'll be 69 next month. I'm no longer wet behind the ears, as it were. And one of these days, my soul's going to leave my body, and I'm going to be going home to be with my Lord. And I look forward to that day when I can no longer have to deal with this flesh and the corruption and the sin that's involved with this flesh. When I receive my glorified body, I can't imagine how that's going to be in a place where there's no sin, no sorrow, no death, no dying, no pain, no disappointments, where we'll be in eternal rest with God. I've often thought about dying, death and dying. And how that this world is so, most of our life is full of sorrow, you know. But I will say that when we think on God's love, when I think of God's love and what He did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, it sometimes overwhelms me in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things like watching His angels or listening to them sing, but to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank You, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation You had this worm in mind? To come and shed Your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give You praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing You did for me when You died and rose again and set my soul at liberty. Thank You. Well, I'm thankful for God's grace, you know. I'm thankful that we have the creation account in the first chapter of Genesis that we talked about this morning. I'm thankful also that we have been given the new birth in Christ. When we take our first breath and are born on this earth, our father and mother celebrate our new birth. They invite their relatives over full of joy and laughter, but we've been born into a world of sin and disaster. Something needs to happen to get us out of this state. We need to be born again. The Bible tells us for God's people, they were predestinated. It was His plan. Well, if that's the case for you and that's the case for me, we have received salvation, then the final thing to be accomplished for us is our glorification. That's what I'm looking forward to. Receiving my glorified body. You know, I'm going to conclude with this greatest family reunion ever. I can see Him now, and I'm ready to. Christ splitting the eastern sky with His arms outstretched and the clouds so blue, saying, "Welcome home, my child. This reunion is for you." I can see Him now and hear Him say, "Today I remove all your scars and pain away. There will be no more vicious attacks on your soul. Welcome home, my child. You're now eternally whole." I can see Him now with all that love ushering me into the family above. They smile and welcome me with their open arms. And now I can see the beauty of my Savior's charms. I can now see Him seated on His throne, announcing to heaven, "Larry's now home." They are worshiping and praising Christ in His holy name. And at this family reunion, I hear them proclaim, All glory and honor we give to the Son, who is the one worthy, his family he has won, each of us to God by his death on the cross. The marriage supper of the Lamb came with the greatest cost. I can see him now smiling not only at me, but Christ is delighted with his whole family, with the sacrifice he paid for them on the tree. This family reunion will last for eternity. What a contrast this is to reunions on earth where pride and sin and sorrow are birthed. I can hear him now saying, Larry, never again, because you're forever with me and my Father in heaven. May the good Lord be with you today, and let us look for the marriage supper of the Lamb, where we will be eternally with Christ our Savior. God bless.